Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is the blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love, April 9th, 2011. And I'm going to be talking today about radiation update. What's going on with the deception and the danger regarding radiation? We're not hearing anything about it in the mainstream media to speak of. We're told that everything's cool, safe levels of radiation, etc., and everyone wants to believe that. So I'm going to be going into this, and I can ask you right off the bat, are you aware that a coordinated cover-up of the severity of the Fukushima radiation danger is underway? And is it true that this deception will have deadly health consequences? Would you agree that the public deserves the whole truth of the danger and what we can do about it? This is what I'm going to be discussing today. It's a call-in show. You can call in if you like. I'm going to be talking about some practical common sense solutions to the radiation concern. I'm going to go right into the situation, what we're not being told. And the real concern that I have, having had three holistic health centers over about 30 years and specializing in ultramolecular energy medicine, and I'm going to be talking about basically what's going on that we can't see, we're not being told about, and really is of a lot of concern here. So without alarming people, I think it's important to share this information with them and emphasizing what we can do to build a healthy immunity to the effects of ionizing radiation. I've included an article there on the with the information with this show that there's actually a graphic that you can click on below it and get an animated video of the radiation exposure across America. Now, what we're not being told is that the radiation monitors are monitoring radioactive iodide. And they're not monitoring cesium-134, plutonium, uranium, and strontium-90 radioactive levels. And there's a reason for that, because it would alarm people. They don't want to disrupt the economy, etc. So there's multiple meltdowns at Fukushima that are spreading radiation across America. And we're only being given radiation readings for the radioactive iodine isotope, which is a very limited and rather innocuous radiation compared to the effectively permanent and accumulative contaminants such as cesium-134, plutonium, uranium, and strontium-90 radioactive particles. Now, plutonium radiates half of its mass, its half-life, only after 24,000 years. And there is a deadly dishonesty in measuring and reporting only radioactive iodine-131 levels, which has a half-life of around 8 days. And to understand this, I've got some charts, and I provide a link. It's called Radiation Deception. And it goes into, a chart day by day. If you're going to take a gram of radioactive iodine in a box, with a half-life of 8 days, and a box of plutonium in a box, and in each case add a gram every day, every 8 days, you're going to see that after 8 days, there's less than 2 grams of the radioactive iodine because of its half-life, but there's 11 total grams. I'm talking about on the 80th day, if you do this over 80 days, and you're going to see 11 total grams of plutonium on the 80th day. And it has a chart that goes through that and explains what's going on with the difference and why we're not being told. And really, it's like, this is like deadly dishonesty of measuring and reporting only the iodine-131 levels. So this is serious. I'm going to be going into some different dimensions of this that we're not being told about, and we just don't think about because, we figure, hey, if it's serious, someone would tell us in the media, and someone would be reporting this. Well, anyway, I don't mean to be alarmist, but there's some things to consider here. So, There's an excerpt I've included from Natural News, which is on the internet, and they have a recent article on this, and they're saying that virtually all the numbers you're seeing about the radioactivity coming out of Fukushima are based on iodine-131, which only has a half-life of 8 days, not the far more dangerous cesium-137, which has a half-life of 30 years. And, of course, plutonium has a half-life of 24,000 years, and they're not mentioning that. So while the mainstream media reports that radiation levels are falling rapidly, from the 7.5 million times reading, normal readings taken a few days ago, what they're not telling you is that the cesium-137 radioactivity will take 30 years just to fall by 50%, and it's going to take a much longer time for the plutonium and the strontium-90, some of these other particles, for them to begin falling off. So this is not being reported in the mainstream media for reasons I explained in an article about a week ago called Radiation Alert, and I provided a link for that on the article on the BBS information which I provide with the show, whether you're looking at it now on the BBS homepage or looking at the archives in the future for the show, you'll have this article and that link. So today I'm going to explain more of the science on this, plus some common sense immunity tips for building resistance to radiation. And what I'm saying is there's no quick fix with drugs. Without a strong immune system, many will suffer and die from cancer or the opportunistic infections that come from an afflicted immune system. So that's kind of the bottom line, I mean, your immune system. And I'm going to go into this, how to protect against radiation exposure, and I'm going to be emphasizing this whole point is that your immune system is your first line of defense against ionizing radiation and mutations, cancers, and radiation sickness in general. Now, first and foremost, you really need to have an attitude of overcoming, overcoming cherished illusions and willful ignorance, because denial of the urgency, or apathy, you might say, is your worst enemy. So realize that official science has become hostage to economic interests and their political cover-ups. And remember how after 9/11, the first responders, the firefighters, the police officers, the volunteer workers, almost all got sick or died, but the EPA said everything was okay. And a little bit of a story there if you're into the, what it was that was making him sick. There was definitely radiation involved, and no one's talking about that either. So now the EPA is saying there is no danger while people and animals and croplands across America are being dusted with accumulating levels of long-lasting radiation. And that radiation on crops is fed to animals where it becomes concentrated. And when we eat those crops or animals, we consume radiation in direct proximity to cells in our body, which is far worse than exposure outside of our bodies. So here's another excerpt from Natural News. Eating radioactive food is far more dangerous than radioactive fallout. The other element in all this that's hardly being reported in the press is that when you eat radioactive food, the threat to your health increases exponentially. That's because internal radiation is far more deadly to your body than external radiation. It all comes down to the law of the inverse square of the distance between you and the radiation source. A speck of radioactive dust that's 1 meter away from you, for example, is twice as dangerous as that same speck 4 meters away. But if you eat that radioactive speck because it's part of a fish you're consuming, for example, then suddenly it's inside your body. So now it might only be a millimeter away from your intestinal tissues, meaning you've decreased the distance between you and the radiation source by 1,000 times. And because if the law of the inverse because of the law of the inverse square of the distance, you have now magnified the radiation intensity by 1 million times, because 1 million is the square of 1,000. So a speck of radiation that might have been a low level, if it were floating around in the air around you, can suddenly become fatal if you consume it. And that's what people are now facing with Japan's seafood. Yet everybody is being told that it's all perfectly safe, no problem, no worries, don't even think about it. So the other key factor for your health is think for yourself. We're getting a lot of misinformation and disinformation or no information on there being any concern here. What's going on is government collusion with corporate interests, which are maintaining the deception. And realize that the FDA actually likes radiation. I mean, this is the agency that has long supported the mass irradiation of the U.S. food supply as a way to kill the E. coli and the Salmonella, which is shit in the meat. If you watch that movie Fast Food Nation, that's what that's all about. And on the manure-irrigated vegetables where you find Salmonella, this is a systemic problem with the common practices of mass production slaughterhouses and waste recycling from giant feedlots. And again, if you read the book or see the film Fast Food Nation, you'll get a graphic and somewhat humorous, but it's a really kind of a dramatization of what's going on with shit in the meat. whether you call it E. coli, which is what and how it gets there, and how it's this is a problem in the food chain at large. So here's another excerpt from Natural News. The FDA now says it will test all imported food products coming from Japan. Well, this claim is, of course, ridiculous on its face, because even without this Fukushima emergency in the works, the FDA only tests a tiny fraction of all the food imported into the USA. I mean, this agency has no existing infrastructure under which it could possibly test all the food being imported from Japan. The very idea is ludicrous. And this excerpt from Natural News provides an ABC News story link that you can go to that reveals that the FDA says it's really stretched just to inspect a mere 2% of imported food. But they're saying that they will test all imported food products coming from Japan. This is blatant, call it misinformation, calling it, false flag faith in the food system, whatever you want to call it. But this is serious stuff. So the bottom line comes down to, again, strengthening your immune system. And having developed 3 holistic health centers, as I mentioned, over about 30 years, I've specialized in ultramolecular quantum medicine. Now, quantum medicine, I worked with one of the world-renowned people who really defined the concept of quantum medicine, energy medicine, electrodiagnostic, electroacupuncture, ultramolecular energy medicine, quantum medicine is what it's usually called. And I was involved with that in my third clinic, but I worked with Bill Nelson in my second clinic. Actually, in my last show, if you listen to the archives, my last show on BBS Radio, I had a lady on who was also an expert on it, and for a decade has worked with ultramolecular quantum medicine. The show was on quantum medicine. And I gave a lot of interesting background on the story of quantum medicine. So, when you look at radiation, you're really looking at the quantum field. And right now, I see the serious radiation issue as a potential trigger for serious consequences. Many Americans have already had their immune systems whacked by the accumulated effect of airport scanners, CAT scanners, mammograms, X-ray cell phones, and electronic pollution in general. In other words, when I say electronic pollution, I mean there's a lot of people that have the type of sensitivity. I mean, you may have heard of chemical sensitivity. A lot of people have that. A lot of people have electrical sensitivity, where even the geomagnetic stress in different parts of the home can bother them, or the alternating current, you know, in the walls can bother them, you know, or too many electrical instruments in an office can make them sick. So there's this is becoming a commonly known immune system weakening factor, or when people have a weakened immune system, they become more sensitive. So if you realize that everything in the, at the quantum level is energy, you realize that the most important radiation, you might say, is the spirit that matters above all. And, I mean, you know, again, this is the energy field that everyone lives in, the aura, the human aura, the consciousness that impacts the human aura, the energy fields. And there's been lots of empirical research to show that the positive vibe, you might say, of peace, joy, love, compassion, and action has a healing effect on the immune system and the quality of life. I mean, there's been definitive studies on this. Greg Braden has a great video on that. I featured that in previous articles. And it's just well known that, you know, there's the science is there. And keeping the harmony, you might say, is a big test now. And I was on a radio talk show this last Thursday on Pacifica Radio. Carol Brolet had me on her show inside of San Francisco, and we discussed this radiation issue, and we discussed this thing of, you know, keeping the harmony, you know, endeavor to keep the vibe, you might say, of harmonious calm. And I sometimes refer to, and the analogy I used on our show was the eye of the hurricane, you know, the all-seeing eye of harmonious calm. If you get off center, you get caught up in the swirl of the hurricane. And this is so much of the world right now. There's just so much energy out there that's fearsome or fear-mongering or just outright terrifying, you know, to think about it. And television, you know, is like rife with, a lot of TV shows are just rife with, you know, the highly charged emotion of imperil, of either danger or just horrible stuff, which is designed to get people's emotions peaked so they can flip them into a commercial, and that emotion will embed those commercials into their subconscious. And that's a proven scientific method, you might say, of selling stuff with strong emotion, with commercials, most of which are chemical-laced, highly processed food, which makes you sick, and then drugs for whatever ails you. So, I mean, TV itself is like a plot out of hell, and a lot of people, you know, put their attention there, and the expression is where you put your attention is where your God is. And some of this godless as hell stuff that's on television, my God, I just recently, you know, it's like how many shows have they got with necromancy, you know, where they glamorize the dead and cut them up and focus in on it and the most gruesome, horrible stuff. So what I'm saying is that if you want to keep your harmony and keep centered and connected, a lot of people just switch off the boob tube and listen to nice music and reading quietly, or, you know, there's a lot of ways to get centered and connected to other, or otherwise meditate, and to otherwise keep the vibe of the power of love. It has a strong effect on the immune system. And basically, the philosophy here is that there's no ultimate security without this purity. I mean, you know, a person can make themselves sick just worrying about stuff or, you know, getting into the fear vibration. So, you know, the whole idea here is, you might say, the rules of engagement for dealing with the number one enemy of health and wholeness is don't engage. Don't go there. You know, don't engage, you know, the downward spiral of negative energies. And basically try to keep an upward spiral with, you know, prayer and fasting, prayer and meditation. There's a lot of disciplines, spiritual disciplines that can help that. But, you know, common sense would just say is don't hook with negative energy around you, with the nearest and the dearest and family or whatever. You know, just keep a philosophic calm, you know, at the center of the hurricane, so to speak. So anyway, I've probably talked enough about that, but physically there's practical things you can do. And you might say the true test of spirituality is practicality. Common sense health practices to seriously consider with the serious issue of radiation in the food chain and radiation in the environment. And I've worked with, you know, as I said, these holistic health centers for decades. I've really tuned into leaders in this field. And some of these leaders, actually, I've got a website on it, and I provide a link on that, where I mention leaders in this field. I've hyperlinked it to an article that I wrote here this last year, and it was kind of doing a life review. I went back to different really amazing people, and you might say miraculous people I have known in the healing arts, and amazing things that they were doing physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And you can go to that link and read about some of them. Some of them I'm sure you know, probably some of them you don't. So I'm well aware that you can build immunity, which is resistance to the effect of ionizing radiation. I've tuned into this from a lot of perspectives, and there are physical things you can do that are just common sense. For example, research shows that about 80% of your immune system is colon-related, believe it or not. Your bottom line intestinal tract, you know, your gut, is really a major key to optimal health. Now, I think everyone knows that, you know, when they've got gut problems, whether it be irritable bowel syndrome, which is the number one leading cause for professional women losing work in America, I have an article on that. You know, whatever your gut problem is, it can lead to dysbiosis or toxemia in the colon, which poisons every cell in your body. And you think about that. If your gut's messed up and there's an imbalance there and you got putrefaction, then that membrane in the gut goes into the bloodstream. You know, that's how you get nutrients into all the cells in the body. But toxins can go all through the system and poison the system. And those who have studied up on this subject know that, or as Bernard Jensen says, you know, death begins in the colon, which is to say, as people age, the number one cause for them aging is they're not assimilating nutrients well in their colon. And they've got toxemia, they've got blockages, they've got diverticuli, you know, pockets of toxins that go into the system and they poison the system and they age the system very rapidly. And it's a huge thing. Most people don't realize that about 80% of your immune system is related to your colon. So this is huge. So I've looked at this from the perspective of a former colon therapist in the second holistic health clinic. I worked with colon therapy, colonic irrigations, and I did that because I knew, having from my first clinic learned, or from my first holistic health center, which was actually a natural food store and eatery and bookstore, and I was an herbalist and nutritionist, and I got into this understanding, you know, of the colon and how important it was. And I became, you know, in working in a clinic with doctors, I did colonic irrigations. And I actually saw conditions where people were so compacted that they were having paralysis, and one kid had paralysis in his arms, in his arm, because the parts of the colon reflex with all different parts of the body, just like in reflexology, parts of the feet reflex with all parts of the body, and just as in iridology, different place parts of the eye reflex with and actually give you a readout, like looking into the body and which parts of the body have toxemia or separation of tissue, you know, tissue conditions. And so there is a thing with the colon does this also, and a lot of health problems, depending on where the diverticuli are, you know, or toxic pockets, you know, how it corresponds to affecting and reflexing with different parts of the body, whether it's the ascending colon, the transverse colon, the descending colon. And it's a huge issue. We just don't think about it. It's like it's a non-subject in America. In Japan, when kids go to kindergarten, they come back, one of the first things the kids ask the teacher is if they had their bowel movement, or, you know, because they know how important that is with in general. And I remember Dr. Christopher, a famous herbalist that I once studied under many years ago, in the early 70s, giving the stories of people that were just so negative in their energy because they were toxic because they didn't have regular bowel movements. Anyway, I had a lot of background on that. I'm not going to say any more about that. I guess it's not, people don't really like to hear about putrefaction in their bowels. But what I'm saying is that it's a huge issue. And as I've looked at this over the years, I've looked at many prebiotics, probiotics, different things you can do for the colon, especially after I stopped doing the colonic irrigations. I was always looking for the best probiotics. And the best one I've found that's got more peer-reviewed clinical trials, you know, indicating efficacy for restoring healthy gut balance is called Prescriptisys. And I actually have a link on that at the bottom of my website on Cosmic Love. Whenever you go to that, you can see that link. And there's an article on that that explains the background story on Prescriptisys. So that's a huge factor. Another huge factor is nutritional deficiencies. And the most common serious deficiency in the standard American diet, SAD, Standard American Diet, an acronym SAD, the most common serious deficiency is essential fatty acids, which are destroyed by commercial food processing. Now, if you know about essential fatty acids, or if you don't know about them, they're a critical precursor of glandular hormones, which regulate the immune systems of checks and balances, or homeostasis, it's called, for optimal health and healing of any body imbalance. It's the hormones that regulate everything in the body, and the precursors to that, one of the most critical ones, are essential fatty acids, which most people don't get enough of, because it's destroyed by commercial food processing and cooking. So for essential fatty acids, one of the best sources of essential fatty acids is flaxseed oil, borage oil, evening primrose oil, and all these are available at most health food stores. And I want to mention that because they're huge. That's a huge thing for the immune system. And there's a principle in biology called symbiosis, which is really biological synergy, whereby there's an extraordinary combined effect when essential fatty acids are taken with the richest source of all essential micronutrients found in nature. And this is the flower pollen extract. And the combined synergy, or the symbiotic benefit, is far greater than the sum of the separate benefits from either essential fatty acids or the Swedish pollen extract. So I'm going to be talking about more a little bit about that Swedish pollen extract I was involved with brokering that into the United States for medical nutrition companies, health food stores, sports nutrition companies, nutrition manufacturers who do custom manufacturing of nutrition supplements. And I did that for years, and I'm still have access to it where I can get it for myself and distribute it, and I've been doing that for years. And I just have more evidence, research in Europe, in Japan, all over the world, and the story of the Swedish pollen extract is really an amazing story. I mean, the science of pollenology was developed by this Swiss beekeeper Gustav Carlson, about 80 years ago. And the team of researchers were looking at the superfood that the bees make to create a queen bee, which is the royal jelly. And royal jelly used to be considered by Chinese emperors worth its weight in gold. And the reason is because, well, you have, 20, 30, 40, 50 concubines, and they were going to be like a super bee, like a queen bee, service their concubines. They had to keep it up with no big letdown, their energy levels, of course. And so what I'm saying is that when the researchers in Sweden got into this Swedish pollen extract, as far as, manufacturing it, and when I say manufacturing it, doing what the bees do to create royal jelly, they discovered a way to harvest select pollens with quality controls, because there's no quality controls with bees. They can bring ragweed back to the hive. They prefer other stuff, but there's problems with bee pollens. And what the bees do to make royal jelly is they suck out of these microscopic pollen grains. They make the honey out of the nectar, which is really the sweet nectar that clumps the pollens together. But the microscopic pollen grains themselves, the bees can suck out of these tiny membranes, these little openings in the microscopic pollen grains. They suck out this nucleic material, which is the RNA and DNA at the source of the food chain. It's the richest source of genetic material on the planet. At least land-based creatures, it's the richest source at the source of the food chain of all the essential ingredients for life, all this RNA and DNA concentrates. They suck that out, the bees suck it out, they mix their saliva with it, and they store it, and that's what royal jelly is. Well, the Swedes looked at this process, and they developed a way to harvest select pollens that research showed had the ideal micronutrient RNA-DNA profile for humans. And then they developed a way to extract the nucleic material without chemicals. And it's actually an internationally patented process for shredding these microscopic pollen grains. I mean, you can take pollen grains and you can hit them with a hammer. I mean, and you can't break them. I mean, they're virtually indestructible. And the Swedes even developed a whole science called pollenology for archaeological dating of pollen husks that would be 10 feet down in the soil and identifying with a microscope the signatures on different pollen husks that are like tree rings on a tree, and they could identify the strata of a soil sample down 10 feet and how many tens of thousands of years ago it was from the unique character or signatures patterns that were on these microscopic pollen grains. Now, you never hear about that science, but this is one of the many spin-offs of the science of pollenology that Gustav Carlson and his team of research developed in Sweden over the last 80 years. And they went on to take this process of harvesting select pollens without the bees, extracting the nucleic materials without chemicals, and pre-digesting the raw extract with live enzymes, just like the bees mixed it with their saliva and stored it. They found that they could use amylase, lipase, and other enzymes to break down the high molecular weight complex molecule, this RNA, DNA, genetic material, into a low molecular weight that's easily assimilated extract, pre-digested extract, you might say, so that it's hypoallergenic, so it's non-allergenic, because it's just the raw extract is just too rich for most people to handle, and it's a high molecular weight, doesn't digest as well that well. So they developed these three processes, these internationally patented processes, that they have developed an incredible superfood that is used all over the world. I mean, the studies and the clinical research trials and peer-reviewed research by medical doctors in Europe and Japan have been extensive on this pollen extract, as they've used for everything from colds to cancer. And I mean, I can't make any medical claims about it, but I've seen those studies in the United States. I can't even publish them on the website. I can refer to them, but I can't, you know, make any claims, because any health claim, and as you probably well know, in America, for a natural food product is illegal with a Catch-22 law that says if it has a health benefit, it's not a food, then it's a drug, which has to be regulated by the FDA and the medical industrial big pharma complex, which really doesn't want to recognize it at all and would just as well legislate anything natural out of existence so they can treat whatever ails you with some drug. So that's the economics and politics that are far more complex than the science, which I don't like to get into as a general rule, but, I mean, that's the background story why you never hear about Swedish pollen extract. So this pollen extract is they call it an adaptogen, and it helps the immune system adapt to stress. It's a powerful antioxidant by itself, but it is further synergized by other antioxidants like the importance C, A, and E. These are like macronutrients, whereas the pollen extract is what's called called micronutrients. In other words, C, A, and E are very specific vitamin antioxidants that you can get in a large potency, whereas the pollen extract doesn't have much of anything, but it's got hundreds. I mean, I have a sheet of the things that are in the pollen. It has hundreds of these, of the full spectrum of prostaglandin precursors, vitamins, minerals, aminos, just the names, just a whole sheet full of them. And it's like white light. You know, white light has got all the colors in the rainbow. C, A, and E are like certain spectrums in the rainbow, and you get they're critical spectrums, and you can get a lot of them, you know, in a supplement. But the pollen extract is like the full spectrum, and there's a synergy in the full spectrum of the micronutrients, which is why it's such a powerful antioxidant. A lot of the body, the body has a wisdom, and a lot of the wisdom in the body actually will recognize the value of just very small amounts of something that it really needs. And when you have the full spectrum of it, there's a synergistic effect, or a symbiotic effect, as I mentioned before, which is greater than the sum of the parts. So it's a powerful antioxidant by itself, as I mentioned, and it helps the body deal with the free radicals caused by ionizing radiation. In other words, the pollen extract is like rocket fuel for the glands. The glands secrete, you know, the seven major gland centers correspond to the chakra energy centers. And the glands are what secrete the hormones that regulate homeostasis and balance in every part of the body. So it's an amazing story of what this pollen extract is and does by itself, and how it's further synergized by other antioxidants. And others, I could get into other supplements like glutathione and that it also synergized with it. But by itself, it's very potent. And it's synergistic with essential fatty acids and these core key vitamins. So genetic mutations from ionizing radiation are a huge long-term concern with the levels of radiation that are settling across America and accumulating becoming a real concern in the food supply. And, of course, we've got other problems with genetic mutations and genetic factors being ingested with genetically modified foods. Thank you, Monsanto. That's a whole nother issue. But all these factors can affect genetic anomalies, genetic mutations, and affect the DNA and the RNA replication and regeneration as the core blueprint for a healthy body. So another factor about the Swedish pollen extract is that it's the richest source, as I mentioned, of RNA and DNA from nature. So it's also the most effective supplement for DNA repair, regeneration, and replication. It provides the body at a core level, at a DNA level, micronutrient, you might say full spectrum white light that, you know, has a direct bearing on the white blood count, which is your a marker for the immune system, is your white blood count. And it directly corresponds to your white blood count levels. So it's not just a core, this process of DNA repair, regeneration, and replication is really the core formula for life extension in general and for immunity against cancerous mutations in particular. I mean, I know that a lot of the big pharma companies are actually buying the Swedish pollen extract and using it for intravenous IVs, drip IVs, for immunotherapy after people's immune system has been wiped out by chemo and radiation. And don't think about that too much, or it'll drive you crazy, you know, how they treat a disease to where it makes you so sick that they then do these very expensive drip IVs to make it better. Ah, geez. Anyway, I've been supplying this, as I mentioned, this pollen extract for some time, and I'm doing it now at wholesale bulk powder prices to get it out there. I can't make medical claims because this extract from the microscopic pollen grains is a whole food concentrate. It's not a drug. And as I mentioned, the medical industrial big pharma racket is rigged to ignore natural remedies for the profit of a pound of drug treatment worth 16 times an ounce of prevention. And of course, that's why the current healthcare system is backwards and in terminal condition. Drugs don't build immunity to disease. They treat the symptoms of disease with toxic side effects, which weaken the immune system. And without a healthy immune system, your opportunity for surviving and thriving is diminished. So that's pretty much it for today. I wanted to wrap this up by just kind of referencing the concept that the greatest power you have is well-informed choice. It's choices that make us who we are. And we can't always choose to do what's right for, I mean, we can always choose to do what's right for ourselves and others. We can make that choice. So, please take care enough to at least share this with your family and friends, and some will prepare and some won't, but the least we can do is get the information out there where they can make a choice. And ideally, you know, when people know better, they do better. And there's a real concern now with this radiation, as I've mentioned today. And there's a concern because of the deception that's going on and the danger that ionizing radiation has. So keep a good vibe. Keep philosophically calm. You know, center and connect with the spirit that matters. Have a good life. You know, what can you say? You know, you do the best you can with what you have. And by God's grace and God's time, we'll meet in the by and by. So happy trails. Have a good life. And I'm going to finish up with a little meditation here for the end of the show. So thanks for listening. And I'll be back here in a couple weeks. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the Internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the Internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love. And the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The Internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity, as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.